This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we are on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all professional broadcasters here to professionally bring you updates on what's going on in the world around you, Y-O-U. Starting off, Jennifer has something that will, I think I used the expression yesterday, knock your socks off. I don't think a lot of people don't have their socks on yet. So you can just go do your thing, Jennifer.
Well, we're all going to die. That's the headline.
Wow.
Sorry. See you later. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but apparently this time the latest threat to our lives, according to NASA, is an asteroid that is bigger than a pyramid and will get really, really, really close. They're calling it a close approach with the Earth. NASA said that there is an asteroid that is hurtling rapidly at the speed of around 20,000 miles per hour. At that speed, it's 15 times faster than the Concorde. Imagine that. Wow. And it's also bigger.
That's about the same speed that the astronauts in various space ships. The space station goes around the planet about 19,000 miles.
Okay.
An hour.
Well, still, this thing is not controlled like fast. A space station.
Yeah.
It's an asteroid. And at the size that it is currently, at least by the judgments of NASA, it is bigger than the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt, which is 139 meters. Pretty incredible. Now, it's listed on NASA's Earth Close Approaches page, and it's still pretty far away, but in space terms, it's considered to be close enough that scientists are paying attention to this. And this comes just after a bus-sized asteroid zoomed past the Earth earlier in the month. That was the closest approach of the year. So keep your eyes out. Asteroids the size of a pyramid
is
coming our way. They
close.
Say, I don't know if it, 100, let's see, consider a bunch of, I guess because it's supposed to get like within a certain number of miles of the Earth. They don't give us an exact term.
What do they do?
They say it's
close
enough.
I mean, besides sending Ben Affleck up there, but what can we do if an asteroid,
I don't know.
Do they shoot it?
They could try to break it up if it was that serious. It's right now 3 million miles away.
Okay, but let's, this
That's
is that usual fear crap that comes from the news media.
It's great.
This is from NASA, isn't it?
It's from NASA.
So I want to know
how
close. The story is worthless unless you know how close it's going to come.
Well,
what does close mean?
I think they close don't know because it's hurtling in our direction right now. They do know that it's 3 million miles away at this moment. But they put it on the close approach page because it's coming this way.
3 million miles away, it doesn't take that long at 19 or
20,000 miles
an hour to get here.
Great. Now we all have to get in the doorway. What do we do? Do we hide in the bathtub?
No, we do the math.
Do we have a giant laser that can shoot it and break it up?
20,000.
Oh, boy.
It's one of those.
It's ruined the fun of this story.
That's the thing is, I feel like most people are not actually scared in this situation. For me, I'm like, if it hits us, well, then, okay, it's going to hit us. I just, I think this is just kind of a funny story to talk about. I don't really care about how far away it is.
150 days.
Okay.
No, 150.
Yeah, let's.
Oh boy.
How scientifically accurate is this going to be?
150 hours at
hours.
That.
150 seconds, guys. It's coming.
Let's just do it now.
They're coming to take us away. Ha ha. All right. What else have we got that we can worry? The damn Russians are at it again. You want to worry about something? They're going to start a series of war games. And that'll be the largest since the fall of the old Soviet Union, the USSR. Games will be held in Siberia next month. The Chinese are going to participate. Mongolians. I didn't realize the Chinese and the Mongolians had troops because Mongolia is a part of China. And I can't imagine what those troops would be all about. But anyway, they're going to help. They're going to play the games with the Russian. Officials say the exercises have been an unprecedented scale in both territory and number of troops involved. The planning for it. Size of the games are compared with exercises held by Russia in 2014, in which the Kremlin said 150,000 troops, 8,000 pieces of equipment, 600 aircraft were used.
What do they do? Chinese, I don't get it. They're not obviously. Is this like when you go to Gettysburg and you see like a reenactment of a battle?
Yeah, like we had a reenactment of the Civil War on the farm this summer. Yeah, the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
16 exercises that focus on timely deployment of military command and control bodies. Mm. What are you going to do with people? There are not going to be any people in the war. And so what is this all about? It's the showtime.
The show, yeah.
Showtime. So speaking of that, and because of that, perhaps in part, or I don't know which comes first here, the chicken or the egg, the Russians are going to be slapped with more sanctions, according to information that's been made public this week. Treasury Department sanctioning two Russian shipping companies that are transporting petroleum products to North Korea. Of course.
Let's have Putin to the White House.
Alibaba, yeah.
This, he's our friend.
Oh, yeah, we're so friendly. But they're so friendly. I wrote that on my piece of it. But they're so friendly.
Well, this is what makes me crazy, is that it is the president's job to have conversations with world leaders and to make situations better. And so when the president meets with Vladimir Putin, people go crazy thinking that he's trying to buddy up to Putin when the actions of this administration have been really, really tough on Putin. This is like the third or fourth round of sanctions in the year and a half, in a year and a half of Trump's presidency. So if you want to criticize, I think there's a lot of people who just want to criticize. He's supposed to be talking and having these conversations. That doesn't necessarily mean that we're softening on them. In fact, it's quite the opposite, I think.
Well, the hypocrisy is beyond stunning.
I just don't like him at the White House, you know. Meet somewhere else, talk on the phone. I just don't like that visual of him at the White House.
They can come to the farm. They can have their summit on the farm here.
There you go.
You should suggest it.
Or the beach in front of your house, Victoria.
Nah, he can go to your farm.
Probably not going to go to
Denver's neighborhood. He'll enjoy the ice cream.
Yeah, right. Ice cream, that's it. We can do ice cream on the farm. That's a good
idea. Cyanide in the ice cream?
No, just poop. 14 past the hour here on the DJV program.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today. Pronounced regionally as chowda. Chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
New York to London in 2 hours? Boeing is working on a plane that will carry passengers around the globe at 5 times the speed of sound. It's called hypersonic, and Boeing has been testing the ultra-fast technology for decades. It would easily rank as the fastest piloted vehicle ever flown. To put this into perspective, it would be more than twice as fast as the Concorde, which made transatlantic flights in 4 hours. Hypersonic would make the trip in 2 hours with top speeds exceeding 3,800 miles an hour. But there are still some key technical challenges ahead in making hypersonic a reality. Best guess is that we'll see prototypes in about 25 years. Yes, that's a long time from now, but could be worth the wait. More info on hypersonic is at Boeing.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV time is 17 past the hour. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Around the country, a record number of people in our country thought to have died from drug overdoses. The numbers from last year and now the research suggesting how bad the drug problem is. Worse, apparently, than some realize. There's a team of researchers that have studied samples from water treatment plants around the country, specifically a couple of towns in Kentucky. This is a sewage epidemiology study. Gives nearly real-time data on drugs that come into the sewer system. It shows the drug use is surprisingly high in these areas of Kentucky. The team found the levels of meth and others, well, let's use meth as an example, some of the highest ever recorded anywhere in our country. Share of the population using this drug could be as much as four times higher than earlier estimates. Good God. Wow. When it gets to special times, like the 4th of July, people are more likely to use drugs on holidays. Samples also showed opioids are a big problem in Kentucky. The trend does show up in federal data as well. So around the country, as we know, opioids represent the largest share of drug overdose deaths. What are we doing to ourselves?
The methamphetamine stuff, this is crystal meth. This is why you need to show your driver's license to buy some Sudafed. So yeah. I thought that was sort of on the decline because of maybe opioids have been
for those who don't know, Sudafed could be an ingredient in meth, making meth.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Well, it's the pseudoephedrine or whatever the generic term is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so here's something else. Remember the situation in Flint with the water?
Yeah.
The public health official in Michigan, who was on the top of the pyramid at the time, standing trial, accused of killing the people in Flint, the water situation. So two people died, and he's been accused of it. Judge made the decision to try him for the death of these people after determining there was probable cause. His name is Nick Lyon, charged with involuntary manslaughter, misconduct, and willful neglect. He was in charge of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Prosecutors argue that he waited too long to alert the public. What is there about public officials that are so worried about themselves that they don't do their jobs? Oh, what will happen to me? That's what happens with these things. What happens to me? You go to jail, pal. That's what happens to you.
Right, yeah. Learn your lesson. But that was an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease that in the county's water supply, and I guess they said as a result of him waiting too long to alert the public, these two people died. Now, is that what the water had in Flint? When we talk about the Flint water crisis, was it Legionnaire's disease or was it something else?
Lead.
Okay.
Had lead.
So this was a separate thing then.
Yeah.
Oh, lead. Wow.
Okay. And the governor of Michigan, those of you who live in Michigan, we have four or five stations there, Rick Snyder says he has my full faith and confidence and he will stay on in his job. Huh?
Great. Wow. Great.
What the hell's the matter with you? With them? And those of you who live in Michigan, are you outraged? What are you doing about this? Imagine this happening in your community or your state. What would you do? It's happened way too...
I can't believe it's happening in our country.
I know.
Yeah, I'll be doing so much better.
These selfish bastards. He should be in jail. All right, 21 after the hour. I'm getting my curmudgeon-y out today. It's 21 past.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Despacito. 23 and change after the hour now. Music time. As we all know, music very important in all of our lives. We all spend time, I bet, every day, every one of us listens to something on the radio in the car or at home, some circumstance. No news here on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, and I focused on the Guinness World Records. People have announced the launch of a record-breaking playlist called The Year in Pop. It actually comes from Spotify, working together with the Guinness folks to celebrate the musicians featured in the upcoming Guinness World Records 2019 book. The playlist is made up of the artist's record-breaking tracks, so we can all listen to them. That's an interesting idea. So you got to go to Spotify to listen to these tracks. Is that it? They get people to go.
It says one playlist. On Spotify. So you don't have to individually get all the songs. It's just all right there.
They put it together for you.
Yeah.
Because Spotify allows you to pick your own playlist, basically, right?
Carrie uses Spotify. I've never really even used it.
Any song that is on Spotify, you can add to your own playlist. You can make a workout playlist.
How is it
you can
different make... than Pandora, Carrie? Is it the same basic idea?
No, it's different. You make your own playlist, so you get to choose the songs that you want to listen to. Pandora makes their playlist, so you have no choice in what you get
to Pandora,
listen to.
So Pandora, you pick one song, and they'll send you a whole bunch of other songs.
You basically pick a theme. So I want 90s music or something like that, and then they put together a bunch of songs that fit into that category.
Got it. Okay. So the playlist from Spotify and Guinness includes The Worm. Let's see here. BTS.
Despacito.
Also known as Justin Bieber.
Yeah. The boy band BTS from Korea. Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, Ed Sheeran. I don't know. Despacito. How do you pronounce his name? Despacito?
Despacito. There you go.
Okay.
Do we know what that means?
Is that a Yankee?
I don't know. I looked that up before. I always assumed like desperate or something, but I don't think it really makes sense in the song. So
The Worm has the most streamed track worldwide. Is that
this song was huge last year.
Yeah, the song was massive. away from it.
Let's see here. Shape Review is on the list. Ed Sheeran, most streamed on Spotify. I kind of like this song, actually.
It's Justin Turner's walk-up song for the Dodgers.
Ooh.
Is it?
Good.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's an odd choice, right?
It is, but I think it's because Ed Sheeran's a redhead.
Oh, the gingers unite.
Taylor Swift's Look What You Made Me Do, which was the most watched video online in 24 hours. That's why it's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
43 million views in 24 hours.
Except for me, I've never heard this song.
There you go. Right, well,
you're the one man yet.
Let's find one for you, Jennifer. The next one is Coldplay and the hymn for the weekend. Highest annual earnings for a band this year, Coldplay, so that's why they're on the list.
Victoria's our Coldplay girl.
Yeah.
I think that his voice, Chris Martin's voice, is very, very distinguished or distinguishable or identifiable. I'm not sure what the right word is for it. But
all of those.
Voice. Yeah, all of those. All right, next on the list is Jolene. Pentatonix and Dolly Parton did this together. Yeah, I remember this. Yeah. Most decades with a top 20 country hit. This is why it's in the record books.
This version of the song actually put Dolly in the book.
Really?
She needed one more decade, and Pentatonix did it for her, so.
Helped her out.
Yes.
All right, let's see here. The song Radioactive, the Imagine Dragons, spent most weeks on the Hot 100 singles list, so that's in this list. Good For You by Selena Gomez, most followers on Instagram. Let's see, One Direction, Story of My Life, has the most Instagram followers for a group. Katy Perry's Chained to the Rhythm. She's the first artist to reach 100 million Twitter followers, so that's why she's in the Guinness World Records, and that's why it's on the Spotify playlist. And Girls Like You, a Maroon 5 song, most viewed music channel on YouTube, is theirs. So those are all the top 10 world records.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lawyer for President Trump's former lawyer is hinting that the president's former attorney is willing to work with the special counsel when it comes to the Russia investigation.
Mr. Cohen has knowledge on certain subjects that should be of interest and is more than happy to tell the special counsel all that he knows.
That's lawyer Lanny Davis after his client, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to 8 counts of tax evasion, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations, charges that were
not part of the Russia probe, but were connected to supposed hush money payments that Cohen had arranged for two women so they would keep quiet about affairs they claim they had with Donald Trump years before he was elected. President Trump blasting ESPN at a rally last night for its decision not to air the national anthem before NFL games. And this is USA Radio News.
Next, you're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie, this does look fun. Whee! Oh, you melted me. I melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done. Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are prepared to continue to send out the information and the love on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here to love. Victoria Keelan is here to love. Kara Schillen is here to love. And, of course, I'm here to love. How many of you, as an aside before Victoria gives us a trending story, how many of you have ever done perhaps one of the most difficult things in life? Family member you don't talk to, your father, your son, a friend, somebody that was there for you maybe when you were younger, but something happened. May I suggest that today be the day that you get out your phone and you text those words, I love you, to somebody. Who can you send them to? I won't ask because I don't want to put you on the spot, Jennifer or Victoria or Kara, but think about it. There's somebody in your life, I bet, that would benefit from you breaking the ice. And that's really what it is, isn't it? Break the ice. Yeah.
So, yeah. I like to tell people that I love them all the time. I
do too, actually.
Yeah. I always feel sorry for people.
I love you, Jennifer.
Don't do that. I love you too, Dougie. You know that.
I love you, Victoria.
You're okay.
Oh, there's the
New Yorker.
Nice. That's it, right. Hi, Karis, you get to...
New York on the outside, hippy-dippy on the inside.
That's right. Exactly.
Wait, did you guys just hear that? Doug said, I love you, Kara, thumbs up.
Whoa!
No, it's not bad. I was saying the same thing in a different way to each one of you.
Oh, so there, okay.
Girl, and thumbs and up.
Yeah. That's what I do when I love someone, too. Uh-huh, yeah. I give them a thumbs up. Say, yep.
Good for you.
Love you.
All right. Do I have a thumbs up with you?
Well, sure.
So there.
Yes, you've got a thumbs up for me.
Well, okay. Uh-huh.
And that's right. Say I like Chinese.
I like Chinese. Yeah. Right.
I don't think there's enough thumbs.
Just silence
for
that. From me.
All right. Victoria, what do we have that's trending?
Well, two people who are not saying I love you to each other anymore, Lisa Marie Presley and her husband. Lisa Marie got some good news. She will not have to pay her now ex-husband, Michael Lockwood, a dime in spousal support, thanks to an ironclad post-nuptial agreement that they had. Lisa Marie and this guy Lockwood married in 2006, and they signed a post-nup in 2007, and the agreement waives Lockwood's right to spousal support should anything happen, and a lot of things did happen. She accused him in the divorce. They had a very ugly divorce. She accused him of opening up credit cards in her name, running up hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt, and she now says that her $100 million or her portion of Elvis's $100 million estate is gone. And so she's had a lot of financial issues, and I guess the court sided with her, saying that she doesn't have to pay him spousal support. And he apparently feigned amnesia, according to her lawyers, and said that he didn't remember signing a post-nup. But anyway, so apparently what she revealed that of the $100 million that she inherited from Elvis, she now has $14,000 left.
Wow. And her mother shut her off at a point when Priscilla saw what she was doing with the money. The mother, she just shut her off. So that there
Well, but she got her own money, though. So
Priscilla got her own money.
Lisa Marie got $100 million and has blown through it and says she's got $14,000 of it left.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
I don't understand how that could happen. She's suing her former business manager over the losses, saying that they actually squandered the money.
You can always blame the business manager, but who hired the business manager and where were you?
Right.
I thought that I remember seeing some, because Priscilla got $100 million, too. Out of it. She and Elvis were being very close.
She still has her money, I think.
She has more, and then some.
She's
been very smart with it.
All you have to do is invest and not be a nut.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Priscilla's done really well by Graceland and that hotel that just opened there. She's really done incredibly well.
And she's managed it. These were all her ideas for managing. Lisa didn't have to come up with the ideas. Her mother did.
Right. Yeah.
But the two of them worked together to run the estate after Elvis died, when she became of age.
Yeah.
Lisa became of age, she worked with her mother. If you remember, I said the other day I went to see that Elvis special, the revival after 50 years, the 1968 TV special, and they made a movie out of it, and it's been playing around the country for the last two or three days. So. In it, Priscilla does the interview with the producer of the TV special, and she's very insightful. You can tell by watching her body language and by the questions that she asked that she absolutely adored Elvis. Whatever it was that went on, the immaturity that he faced or encountered with, you know, all of the women in his life that were part of what was going on in that era with people like that, doesn't justify it, but she... Even though they got divorced, whatever she talks about him, you can always tell that she really cared about him. And I think he, from all that I can gather, he actually was a very lovable guy and very likable and was very true to his friends. He was a very generous guy. The estate's worth a lot more now than it was when he was alive because he was spending the money like his daughter, like daughter, like father. He'd go out, he'd see somebody that was homeless and he'd buy him a house or somebody... who had a car wreck, and he'd buy him a new car. You know, that kind of stuff. He did that. He was famous for doing that, not only in his own neighborhood in Memphis, but when in Las Vegas, he was in Los Angeles, he had a home, and this he just gave it all away. So, but he was able to make it. But just still the idea of being that, he's a very, very generous guy.
The thing is that Lisa, what's her name? the kid.
Lisa Marie?
Lisa Marie. Yeah, gosh, yeah. I don't know why that just blinked on me. But she's not Elvis, and that's the bummer, is that he always knew he could give away the money because there would always be some more money.
Be more.
And she should know that she's not Elvis, but I guess maybe she...
Well, but the other side of what Victoria just said is true. You got $100 million, and you invest it, and you get 4% return on it, which is very conservative in this day and age. So let's say you get 4 or 5%. That's $5 million a year. Yeah. Live pretty well on $5 million a year. Right?
Yeah.
Think about it. I mean, that's almost $200,000 a month. That's pretty easy to live on.
I could probably try to scrape by on that.
You could probably handle that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good for you. Let me just go back. May we slide back for a minute to what I just said about, I was thinking, I've been in kind of a mood, I've been in a place today, and sometimes you can hear it. I think Jennifer used to say to me, she could always tell.
Oh, I knew from the moment, yeah, this morning.
From when you hear my first words in the morning,
actually.
What's going on? Well, I did tell you off the air that I was in a place, and it's not important as to why I'm in the place. It's important that I do something about it. And sometimes it takes me a little while. I'd just stay annoyed or angry. But in this life, I don't want to stay that way. I want to work myself out of it. It doesn't keep me from falling into the hole, but I climb out better. And so when I said what I did about sending an email to somebody that you love them, I'm not angry. I'm angry at a sort of a thing that happened as a result of people. And I just will choose to not do business with this person in this company anymore. I'm not going to send him an I love you because I never loved him to begin with. But there's in this age of distractions and what, you know, we have so many people that claim they have attention deficit disorder, that kind of stuff. So who's going to pay attention to you sending? That's the other side of it. So you can send it, but will the recipient get it? And I mean, maybe look at it, but will he or she actually get what you're sending, the thought, the idea? When you email somebody now, I think, more than ever before, do you put it in such a way that that when you send it, it will not be ignored? Is there a way of saying it or a way of, I don't know, I'm thinking about how some people are very good when it comes to using the tools that are part of life today. All of these personal gadgets. So how do you appeal to the other person, especially if they are moderately self-absorbed? You need to figure out how to gain their attention. So how would you, just by saying I love you, or is there something else? You send them a phone message to back it up? I guess I'm sort of wondering out loud how you make sure that people who you want to know that you care about them actually get to hear or see or feel that you really mean to be in touch.
I think I only say I love you to people who are responsive to me, who I know love me back. I don't know. I don't think it should be such a struggle to get through to someone,
exactly,
to let them know that you love them. And if it is,
well,
then
if you've been disconnected from them for a while, is there a way to break through that? I guess that's kind of what
I guess I'm lucky to not have a lot of relationships like that. I think for most people in my life, if I don't want a relationship with them, then I don't have one. And if I do want a relationship with them, then I do have one. I mean, my parents, my sisters, all my friends. I'm like Jen and Victoria. Do I not? Sorry. I do. I love you guys. And I try to show you that. And I guess
I
just say,
I think the three of you are very, it's very interesting to hear the conversations and to know that you're in touch and that you're following each other on Facebook and Instagram and that sort of thing.
Get that. You should see the text we send. You should see the text we send off the air. And we probably don't say this enough because it's probably boring for the listeners, but off the air, I say all the time, I am so incredibly grateful to have Jen and Kara in my life. They're like my radio sisters.
Radio
daddy-o.
Maybe you would hear those things, Doug, if you stuck around during the commercial break.
Okay. Thank
you.
Radio daddy-o. I'll have
to
remember that.
How's that? Megan, is that better?
Megan calls me that once. Not radio daddy. She just calls me daddy-o. Or dadzo. That's how I have to remember that. Yes, I know. We all do have a nice family here together, and we share our family every day, the stories, what's going on with us and what's going on in the world with all of you.
Yeah, I'm short a few bucks. Can I borrow some money? Victoria needs to take the car out this weekend, too.
Okay. Next question. 45 past the hour here on the DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. More than 37 million Americans suffer from migraine. Fortunately, some new medications are in the pipeline that should help people with migraine find some much-needed relief.
It's going to revolutionize the way that we practice headache medicine, I suspect.
Dr. Amal Starling says that researchers have identified a molecule called CGRP that is elevated during a migraine attack. The new drugs target CGRP activity and reduce it.
The best way I can describe it is the old school arcade game of Pac-Man. Think of the medication as Pac-Man, and the dots are CGRP and CGRP receptors. And the medication is going to eat up all those dots, and it's going to reduce the frequency and severity of migraine attacks.
In studies, Dr. Starling says the drugs worked effectively in people with episodic migraine and chronic migraine as well. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you're like me, you've had your ups and downs in sleeping over the years. If you can't fall asleep, you're thinking, what the heck is wrong? I want to have a better night's rest, better night's sleep. Well, instead of spending most of the night tossing and turning, why don't you wake up more refreshed every day and find what I found, My Pillows. Get My Pillows, the best sleep. I take mine with me, or one of them. I have a bunch of My Pillows. I take them on the trips with me, so I have a really good way of getting my neck and my head cushioned the way I want, so that I have a good night's rest. Now, you can get the My Pillow 4-pack. Enjoy 50% off. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Yep, you heard me say it correctly. 4 My Pillows. Two premium, two go anywhere at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for 50% off on the 4-pack. Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, Calotrin, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com. Special discount. Use the code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So from the factoid department here at the DJV show, did you know that 1 in 4 adults have had a disability that impacts their major activities? One of them, well, the one that's most obvious or affects most people is your mobility. As you get older, if you don't exercise, if you don't build your muscles, if you can't walk, you will not be able to do anything. Can you imagine life, any of you now listening who are A-OK, like the three ladies and me, for example? I couldn't imagine not being mobile. How do you live? But 1 in 4 adults say they have some kind of disability that impacts their activities in life. And most of it has to do with mobility, getting around. Cognition is another one, hearing, vision, self-care, that kind of stuff. Those are the disabilities that pop up most of the time. But not being mobile, wow. Do what you can to keep your everything working properly. That would be my word to the wise. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for rejuvenation. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
The focus, your pets in the focus. This is the host of the Pet Show, internationally acclaimed author and host of the Pet Show. Warren Eckstein is with us. He's made his life a career out of taking care of your animals and helping you understand your animals and doing more with your animals. So I'm going to give you a first-hand example of how good he is. We were just talking off the air about my problem with Daisy May, my new bulldog. I've had her since May. She's been fabulous. She's learned how to be friends and love and trust and walk and all kinds of things that she couldn't do before. And now she's sort of feeling her oats. So this week she's discovered how to get out of her harness. I don't like collars on dogs because I think that they are not good for their necks. So I had a harness. Matter of fact, this is Charlotte's old harness that I... It's really an honor for Daisy May to wear Charlotte's harness. So she's been wearing it. And I don't have it too tight, because I don't think that's good either. But it helps me lift her into the truck and, you know, stuff like that. So she's figured out, she goes to a certain place on the other side of the porch, and she pulls herself out of it. And so, okay, I'm worried that she, because we're closer to the road here than I was at the other farm, and so I don't want her to get into danger. When she gets herself out of it, she goes out for a little while and she comes back and stands in front of the door. That's fine. But putting the collar on her, now she figured out last night how to get out of the collar. And so I am concerned about when I went out in the dark, if she came right back to me. She comes when I call her.
But it still is troubling for me because I want to be able to trust that when I'm gone and I want to leave her outside, that she's going to be okay if I can't take her with me. So what's the remedy for that?
See, you're right on target. Let me explain something. You're doing exactly what most good pet guardians will do, figuring how do I resolve the problem. However, what we need to do is figure out why is she behaving this way to begin with. And it's very simple. We know the background of the dog, you know, breeding, farm, whatever she was doing.
She was for those who don't know, Daisy came from a puppy mill. She had never walked in her life or in her adult life. She was in a cage all the time. She had two litters, and now she can... You know, she can tear off, and we've got her exercised so that her rear end is strong, and she's running around, and she's almost normal. So, okay, that's I'm just bringing everybody up to date. All right,
but
so where do we go from there?
Psychologically, what happens now is like it's like someone who's been confined in a jail for like a year or two. They get out of jail, they go through a honeymoon period where they're really good, then all of a sudden they start appreciating their freedom, and they use it. They go wandering here, wandering there. That's exactly what the dog is doing right now. So what you need to do is make sure that every single time that harness goes on, something incredible is going to happen, whether it be a special treat, whether it be a massage, whether it be a special walk, and you don't want to confine her outside with the harness for periods of time because she associates that confinement with the harness going back to early days where she might have been kept in a cage or tied up. We don't know. So I think what we need to do is make a reestablish a positive relationship with the harness, put it down along her food dish before you feed her, and also a figure eight harness may be the way to go. And the reason I suggest that is bulldogs tend to have a little extra skin around them. Let's face it, a lot of extra skin around them.
Yeah.
And sometimes even with the harness loose, they move one way, they move another way, and sometimes the skin will get caught and it'll hurt them a little bit. That's not your case. Your case is strictly the concept dogs learn through the associative memory. She associates the harness being confined, and she wants her freedom, and she's going to get it. So if we make the harness more positive, she's going to be less apt to want to wander. I hear this all the time about dogs that come out of shelters, dogs that come out of puppy mills. All of a sudden, it's like the person confined, all of a sudden, you know, you get that honeymoon period where they're nice and mellow, then they start feeling, as you so aptly put it, they start feeling their oats and looking for everything that they've never seen before. But it does come back. But if you try to correct her for that, which most trainers would tell you, well, let the dog know you can't get out of the harness, do this, but what you're doing is you're making it worse. Positive associated with the harness, little by little she'll come around and she'll be fine in the back.
There's a brook that runs through my property here, and she loves to go running in that brook. She chases the frogs and stuff around, and she just plops into it.
She's enjoying life. It's like being born at 20 years old for a human being. All of a sudden, her whole life, she's got a brand new life. It's like an infant mentality in a large dog body. That's basically what
she's
we're
Tom Hanks and big.
Yeah. She's dancing on a piano, as I can see.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's an interesting analogy. I want her to be safe. You know, I want her to have her freedom. I want her to feel like she can wander around and not go off and get lost. I think she wants to come back because she, you know, knows the safety and security of the house and/or being with me. But I just don't want her to go to the road. That's the thing that concerns me. All right, figure eight harness is in order. That's what I'm doing. I hope that was a help to everybody listening who's had the same problem with their dog. Go to petshow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.